25,000 watts full of everything you want in a full-service hometown radio station.
KBBI, Bill Platt.
Mes amis, ça ici, c'est Nana Bolfa avec vous. Et dans juste quelques moments, je vais être joint par Monsieur Charles Emmanuel lui-même et notre la tasse de café est emmenée à vous par notre sponsors. Et ça, c'est Blake's Pharmacy, Borderlands Home Furnishings, Cajun Catfish, Allergy, Asthma and Immunology Center, Lakeview RV Park, H2O Pools and Supplies, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Rosaries by Jermaine Reed, Epic Insurance, Pizza Shack, Bearwood Furniture Center, Robert Perron Plumbing, et aussi Perry Pete Ford et Prairie Roan Rice. Ça, c'est notre sponsor qui fait la tasse de café possible. Et si vous avez une question, peut-être un comment, ça, c'est tous des bons sujets pour la tasse de café. Et tu peux trouver nous autres sur l'Internet, ça, c'est classichits925.com. ou kvpionline.com. Aussi, notre Facebook, ça c'est KVPI, c'est la tasse de café KVPI, excusez-moi. Et commence pas, Charlie, commence pas. He's gonna start laughing at me already. I don't blame you, though. It's all right. It's only third to Charlie. Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Oh, bonjour. C'est bon. Ça va like an old course.
Oh, mais ça c'est bon.
Écoute, qui m'a dit que Charlie, c'est la semaine sainte. La finition de carême a pu venir.
Woohoo.
Le Easter Bunny a pu approcher.
Yes, it is.
Et
you're
j'ai pas teint mes œufs encore.
Mais moi non plus.
Ça fait, hey, look out.
Oh, looks like Charlie's going to be full of information this morning. He's got papers this morning.
Ask me a question and I think I might have the answer.
You might have the answer in front of all those papers. I don't blame you.
J'ai fait mon homework, that's why.
Well, that's where you well, bullet for you. And if you have a phone, if you have a call, if you have a question, you can call us 363-2124. That's the number to call, and we'll try our very best to answer your question.
Our one of these subjects to be discussed would be, why does the date of Easter change every year?
I know. We were kind of discussing that before we went on the air, and I didn't have it correct at all. I was completely wrong, and I thought I was right.
Mm-hmm. It says, when is Easter this year?
Well,
you know when.
Yes.
And why is Easter so late this year?
Well, that's always good.
That's a subject of conversation.
That's right. Maybe
everyone.
Maybe somebody knows. We'll give them a few minutes to see if they know. They can give us a call and see.
We'll compare notes.
That's right. Then you can give them the correct answer. That way we can get a few phone calls in, huh? Why not? I'm anxious to hear. Why not?
Bonjour.
Oh, and hello, hello.
No,
Jude. Oh, of course.
Mot du jour.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Alors, mot du jour, quoi c'est?
Ah non, ouais, le mot du jour, si je peux le trouver, je l'avais mis right là.
OK.
Mot du jour est full. F-U-L-L.
F-U-L-L.
Yes.
Plein.
You got that one right.
How you spell plein?
P-L-E-I-N.
Plein. Okay. That's good. Good.
Okay. Let's go now.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
How about in full?
Oh, like pay in full?
Yeah, like pay in full. En plein. Payer en plein.
Really? That's how you said it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was thinking it was going to be more difficult than that.
Uh-huh. How about full-blooded? I'm a full-blooded American.
Oh. Tu le sens, je connais.
Hein? Un sang pur.
Oh, okay.
Full-blooded du sang poudre.
Well, that's pure-blooded. That's not full-blooded. Well, it's the same thing, but still, I wouldn't
have said it. How about full-blown?
Oh, shoot. Let's see. Full-blown. Oh, let's see. Je connais pas.
Ça, c'est complimenté. It's a full-blown compliment.
Oh, okay. I think you're just having fun with me now. You're making that up,
a full
you?
Gallop? Well, no. I'm pas fini, no te call, no call. How about a full gallop?
Oh, gallop?
Un grand gallop.
Un grand gallop, okay.
Oui. C'est pas un petit gallop, non, c'est grand gallop.
C'est pas un petit gallop, okay. un petit gallop, ça c'est un canter. I learned that when
un
I
qui?
Was... canter.
Un petit gallop?
Yeah.
That's a little better
than a trot. That's what my mom always said. Don't tell me my mom is wrong, no.
Ah, I'll let you take
care of
it.
She gonna call you herself and push you. You think I'm bad.
How about full length?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
De tout la longueur.
I wouldn't have said that in a million years.
You got a full length program going on. De tout la longueur, tout la longueur, à ce matin.
Tout la longueur, okay.
How about a full moon?
Oh, a pleine lune.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I scared him. He wasn't expecting that.
Uh-huh. How about a full speed ahead? That's you.
Full speed ahead. Me, full speed ahead, huh?
Yeah. A plein course.
Say that again.
A plein course.
Okay.
All right. Let me one more. Full to overflow. You know, when it's full, it overflows. Plein à déborder.
Okay. Overflow. That I understood. Okay.
That's and then the, we finish with our mot du jour. And what's the mot du jour?
I don't know. I forgot. C'est plein.
Full.
Plein. Full.
And not program sera plein de l'information.
T'as bien dit, Charlie.
Full c'est of correct. Information.
C'est correct.
Okay.
Full
ça, c'est pour cela, tu veux appliquer la parole, le mot du jour. Ça va appliquer le mot dedans une sentence. Comment user la parole.
Right. You are so, so right, Charlie.
Good. On va dire ça ici. La semaine sainte est là. On est peut avancer à la grosse journée de jour de Pâques. Et on a pu avoir... ça peut prédicter du mauvais temps aujourd'hui, mais ça prédique du beau temps pour le week-end, pour la fête.
Oui.
Ça c'est un bon signe, ça. Là. Tu vois, bon Dieu a béni soigné.
T'as bien dit.
Il a peut,
c'est
il
la
a,
vérité.
Il a béni dire, il a béni les emmener en poteau avec le mauvais temps, là, il a béni dire, écoute, c'est là que tu peux enjoy ton la semaine, ton week-end. Qui m'ont chargé pour quelqu'un, là, avant, je me mis au tracas, là, ce matin. Miss Germaine dit
c'est
de...
trop tard pour ça.
Miss Germaine est parée pour vous autres et je vais vous dire qui, si vous êtes à quelque chose spécial, vous êtes en une idée, vous êtes aimeriez donner à quelqu'un, un bon ami ou quelqu'un dans la famille ou quelque chose comme ça. Vous êtes, elle est capable de vous arranger un joli chapelet. Un chapelet comme vous autres le veut être fait pour vous autres. Avec tous les détails, je peux donner à elle et elle va mettre ça ensemble. Là, ensuite, elle est capable de faire des différentes autres bijouteries, comme des bracelets ou des boucles d'oreilles en sterling silver et des sterling silver pendants et tout ça. C'est tout valable avec Miss Germaine. Elle est un pro. Elle est experte quand ça vient pour faire cet ouvrage-là. Mais je vais vous dire une chose, monde. Moi, je connais ça, mais je veux vous autres faire pour vous-même. Contact Miss Germaine et elle va vous donner tous les détails. Ça, tu vas avec le job pour ça. Ça, c'est Germaine Reed. Je peux l'appeler à 363. Non, excusez-moi. 337-831-6911. On va prendre ça encore. 337-831-6911. Ou vous pouvez l'email dessus. MaryReed1946@yahoo.com. Et ça, c'est Miss Jermaine Reed. Elle est capable de réparer votre vieux chapelet. Si vous entendez des vieux chapelets, votre inherit à travers les années de quelqu'un de dans la famille, vous pouvez le faire réparer avec Miss Jermaine. Elle est là pour vous aider. Ah, vous vous souhaitez tout un vrai bon week-end et un week-end de sauve et happy Easter à tous.
Oh, thank you very much, Charlie. Je crois qu'on a un phone call.
Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Charlie.
Bonjour.
Hey, I live over here at the Belonging Department on Northeast Street.
Uh-huh.
Every Wednesday, they have mass over here at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And, excuse me. One lady over here was saying, as Governor Kathleen Branco is not feeling well, or she's sick or something. You don't know what's the matter with her?
She has been entered into hospice. I just had this on the news at 7:30. Maybe you don't understand French, huh? But the thing is,
I didn't hear the news.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, but she has cancer, and it's incurable, and it's she had it in the eye, and it was arrested, whatever you want to call it, on this, and it came on back into the liver, and right now she is in bad shape, under hospice care. So they're asking for prayers for her.
Oh, Lord.
So that's what the subject is all about.
Yeah, she didn't see what was, the lady at church didn't see what was, she didn't know what was wrong with her.
Yeah, but yeah. I just gave it to you, how they said that statement, from the horse's mouth.
That's right.
Oh, man, I can't believe that's the problem.
Oh, yes, that is. We're all praying for it, too.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
All right. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's good. At least we got our first call of the day. That kind of breaks the ice a little bit. That's always good.
Yeah.
And before we go too much further, I want to remind folks, let folks know that the Ville Platte Farmers Market that was scheduled for today has been canceled. That was, of course, going to be from 3 to 6 at the Swamp Pop Museum. It has been canceled due to the expected inclement weather. So we want to remind folks of that. And also, the Evangeline Parish Libraries, they'll be closed today as well. All branches.
In reference to that farmer's market, normally it's held the Friday. But being tomorrow is Good Friday, they had advanced it today.
To today, right, correct.
And today the weather is not promising, so they canceled
it. So they canceled it, correct.
That's to clarify everything.
Right. You've got that, you hit the nail on the head, Charlie.
Okay, so it's usually on the third Friday of the month.
Of the month, correct. You are right.
We'll be back next month.
Yes, right. And then, of course, also don't forget that the Evangeline Parish Schools and Little Drafts Learn and Grow are closed today as well due to the weather, so keep that in mind, my friends.
How come we didn't get off today?
We never get off because of the weather. We're the ones that got to work hard. You know that.
Question number one.
Okay, what was the question?
Why does the date of Easter change every year?
And I'm surprised that no one took the debate on that and tried to answer, because I know we have some very smart listeners. I'm disappointed that y'all didn't answer.
Uh-huh. And why is Easter late this year?
Yeah, why is it late this year, Charlie?
Well, let's put it this way. It has to do with the equinox moon.
Well, I'll tell the folks what I thought it was. I said, well, it depends on when Lent started and how many, 40 days from when Ash Wednesday was, correct? And he looks at me, nope. And I thought, meh, Ash Connissipa. I thought that's how it was. So now I know.
Well, that's the reason why we have our program, is to inform the people.
That's right.
It's not that we're that smart, but there's other people who are smarter than us that are giving us the answers.
You're so right.
It says this over here. It's regularly observed from the earliest days of the church. Easter celebrates Christ's resurrection from the dead following crucifixion. It marks the end of Holy Week, the end of Lent, and the last day of Easter Triduum, starting from the evening of Monday, Thursday through Good Friday, Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday, as well as the beginning of the Easter season of the liturgical year. Now, the resurrection represents the triumph of good over evil, sin, and death, and the physical body.
Okay.
Next question. When is Easter in 2019?
Well, it's on Easter Sunday.
Easter is a movable feast
does
not have a fixed date. Mm-hmm. However, it is always held on a Sunday between March 22nd and April 25th.
Okay, and that is because?
Now, I said many Eastern Orthodox churches follow the Julian calendar rather than the Gregorian. In this case, the observance of Easter can occur between April the 4th and May the 8th.
Oh, okay. Now, I didn't realize there was a different, they followed the different calendars.
It says here the Easter Sunday, according to the Gregorian calendar, this year, it's 2019, is on April the 21st. Mm-hmm. Next year, 2020, it's going to be on April the 12th.
Oh, wow, that's pretty. That's,
and then on 2021, it will be on April the 4th.
Oh, wow, it'll be early, very early. Pretty much early, that's pretty good. Pretty good, very good.
Should we go on how is the date of Easter determined?
I would like to know, and maybe the others would like to know as well.
Okay.
Before you go too much further, Charlie, look what you got.
Oh, merci beaucoup, Becky. Ça, c'est un petit ange.
Oh, I always, you know that.
She polished her wings this morning.
Look, she gave you a face like...
All right.
What you want, Charlie?
Hey, just, I can give a compliment sometimes.
Yes, you can.
Okay, let's say how we say that. Okay. How is it determined?
How is it determined?
It says specifically, Easter is celebrated on the first Sunday following the full moon that occurs on or just after the spring equinox.
So it's the first full moon after the spring equinox.
And interestingly, though, in 2019, mm-hmm. the full moon and the spring equinox fall on the same day, Wednesday, March the 20th.
Okay.
The full moon, cresting at 9:43 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, following the spring equinox by less than 4 hours. Now, on religious calendars, the full moon, the first full moon of spring, is called the Paschal full moon.
The Paschal?
Paschal full moon.
Okay.
Traditionally, Easter is observed on a Sunday after the Paschal full moon. If the Paschal full moon occurs on a Sunday, Easter lands on the subsequent Sunday.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, I don't know what a Paschal moon is, but okay. I learned all kind of things today. I tell you what.
Well, it says following these rules, the full moon on March 20th, the first full moon of spring, should be the Paschal full moon. So why isn't Easter on March the 24th?
That's a good question.
As it turns out, the things make things a little simpler for the Christian church calendars. The spring equinox was determined to always be fixed on March 21st. In reality, the equinox can happen on March 19th, 20th, or 21st. I didn't know that was a standard thing.
I didn't. Yeah, me either. I'm trying to process that in my mind. It's so early in the morning, Charlie.
But it says here, given all of this,
that's very interesting.
The first full moon after March 21st doesn't occur until April the 19th this year, and that means Easter will be celebrated on Sunday, April the 21st.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes more sense. All right.
Easter can fall as early as March 22nd and as late as April the 25th.
Right.
So now we have a rather late Easter.
Easter. You're right on that. You are so
I didn't try to confuse. I tried to clarify
the
situation.
But that's very interesting, I have to say. At least I think so.
We're going to touch on your subject in a few minutes, the Paschal.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. You're at it. Oh, you top notch today.
Man,
she went to school yesterday, apparently.
I guarantee you that for sure. It's Holy Week. So.
It's Holy Week. He wanted to make sure he's getting right.
Yep.
You have a word?
I have a few words to say.
Please.
And I can talk about the Bearwood Furniture Center.
Good.
And they're located between Sunset and Karen Crow, right off of I-49 at 4975 Northwest Evangeline Thruway. Now, they have one and only one location, and they are ready. They're ready for you. They're going to serve you like you need to be served. They're going to do the work for you, and because they can build a dream for you, make your dreams come true. They do the custom work, and they can do cypress tables and whatever y'all want on this over here. We invite you to find them on the Facebook at www.bearwoodfurniturecenter.com, or you may call them in person at 337-896-5203. That's 337-896-5203. And you can have your dreams come true because of the fact that they'll do the work for you. Bearwood Furniture Center is a place to where you owe it to yourself to pay a visit to and find out exactly what piece of furniture you want them to make for you. Come by and visit the friendly folks at Bearwood Furniture. We custom build to fit your dreams. Now, they have furniture for the outdoors as well as indoors. So make sure that you go out there and visit with these fine folks and tell them hello while you're over there.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. And let's see, while we're waiting on another phone call, I think I'll have a word from our good friends over at Blake's Pharmacy. Here is Mark with more.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrus and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim: to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor, and visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
Thank you very much, Mark, and go visit our fine friends over at Blake's Pharmacy.
You know what, Anona?
What?
Last week I had mentioned I was having problems with my internet and everything else. And
right.
We got hooked up yesterday.
Wonderful.
And you know, as I called back and talked to this lady with the accounting department on this to set them up, deal, she made reference to my email address, charliedcajun@yahoo. She says, "Mr. Manuel, you must be in the Cajun country." I said, "I'm in the heart of the Cajun country." And she made reference to some of the stuff that tastes good and everything else. And I made reference to a few things. She says, "We better get away from it because I'm getting hungry." She was located in Las Vegas.
Oh, she was in Las Vegas.
I started to ask if she didn't have any hot tips on plates and bets, but we let it go at that.
If she's working for the phone company, she probably doesn't have that much of bets going on. Who knows?
Well, it's better than dealing with people from where? What did
from
I say?
From India or another country that way. That
from the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. Philippines. That's where it was. The Philippines.
But I dealt yesterday. This young man who works for CenturyLink or CenturyTel, whatever. But he was a very nice man. He did very good work. So I have to give him full compliments. And the guys from Clico did a good job, too. So
that's right.
Everything turned out to be okay.
Well, that's good. It just took a while to get that.
After a little bit of anger, it went through.
Yes.
Everything went fine.
Well, that's
now,
good.
The word Pascal, you referred to Pascal a while ago. You
right.
didn't know.
I don't know.
The word Pascal, which refers to the ecclesiastical
I'm proud of you with all those big words, Charlie. That's difficult to say.
It comes from Pascha, a transliteration of the Aramaic word meaning Passover.
Oh, okay.
We are referring to a date of the full moon determined many years ago as the 14th day of the lunar month. ancient calculations made in A.D. 325 did not take into account certain lunar motions. So the Paschal full moon is the 14th day of the lunar month occurring on or next after March 21st. So we did cover that just now.
Yes, we did.
It sounds complicated, but it's not.
No.
But the basic idea is to make it simpler for modern calendars. Rest assured, the dates for Easter are calculated long in advance.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they have to be if it goes like that. Hey, Charlie, looks like we have a phone call.
Okay, let's talk. Hey, bonjour, qu'est-ce qu'il parle?
Bonjour, this is Renee Brown with the Chamber of Commerce and Tourism.
Hey, Miss Renee.
Miss Bunny Rabbit herself.
Oh, yes. How are y'all? I'm just calling with a quick little update. We had to cancel our farmers market today due to the weather they're expecting to come in. We're sad about it, but we will be having farmers market again next month on May 17th. That's Friday, May 17th for next month. So keep a lookout near the Swamp Pop Museum. We'll be back. And just a reminder on the tourism side, there are a ton of Easter egg hunts happening all over the place. Crooked Creek, Ville Platte, Pine Prairie, everywhere this weekend. So follow us on Facebook, check out our little reminders, and bring those kids to Pock Pock and get some candy and find some beautiful Easter eggs everywhere.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for that information, Miss Renee. We appreciate the
call.
So
you're not going to... You're not going to have a farmer's market this month at all?
No. There is not a rescheduled date at this time due to holidays and stuff, but the next market will be in May.
But by then, by the month of May, we may have some fresh vegetables to be offered by then.
Absolutely. This rain in April is helping to grow those gardens beautifully, so... We're looking forward to seeing all the great produce that'll come up for our farmers market.
And you said that was May the 17th, you said?
It is. It's the weekend of May 17th.
That's usually the farmers market. That's when usually the mayor and I are competing against each other for one certain market every year, the cut okra. And I don't know how it's going to be this year because I haven't heard from the mayor lately.
I haven't either.
But
I'm going to have to let the mayor know. She needs to call and make a visit with y'all.
She's lost somewhere down the line on this.
Yeah.
I hope you have a pleasant holiday weekend yourself.
I hope
Renee.
Y'all do too. I hope everybody pucks many eggs and has the most wonderful time with their family during this holiday. Thank y'all so much for all y'all do again. We appreciate it.
Well, Renee, rest assured, I'm not going to be setting any records this year because I could not find me a guinea egg.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to rely on my chicken eggs.
You cheater, you.
I'm not this year. I'm going to be clean.
I love it. So no guinea eggs this year. Everybody go talk with Mr. Charlie. You got
that's
a chance.
Right.
That's right. Take advantage of it while you can.
You might win.
I love it. Well, thank y'all so much,
thank
guys.
You, Ms. Renee.
And y'all have a wonderful day and be safe in this weather that we're expecting.
Yes,
ma'am. Everything will be fine. It'll be okay.
I think so, too.
Thank you. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good. Bye-bye. All right.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Where did the word Easter come from?
Oh, my God. You have to let me think about that, Charlie.
Well, hey.
Just throwing that to me like that, like I'm supposed to know.
The exact origin of the word Easter is unclear. It may have derived its name from the Anglo-Saxon dawn goddess of fertility, whose feast was celebrated each spring at about this time. Alternatively, it may have derived from words meaning rising, dawn, or east.
Well, that's good. That's good. Good to know. Hey, Charlie, we have another phone call.
Oh well, let's talk. Et bonjour, c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Hey, Montana calling this morning.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning here at Fort Penelope. The sunshine is out, letting me know that I need to wash all of my windows.
So you can see outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, just barely.
Uh-huh.
But at least we're having some sunshine, and the lake has cleared out. So, you know, all good. But I just called Mr. Charlie to find out. You know, you're talking about the vegetables and the farmer's market and everything. If you have mulched your vehicle.
Mulched my vehicle? No.
No? I've been seeing on the internet that because of all the hail that's expected, people are putting bags of mulch, you know, they don't have a garage,
oh,
all over their vehicle to save it from the baseball-sized hail.
Yeah, I'm reading somewhere, I think this morning in the news, where they're expecting like egg size around here.
Wow.
Well, egg representing Easter.
Yeah, sure.
I'll tell you what, that's some damaging hail. It really is.
It can take care.
If you don't have anything covering your vehicle, you need to start thinking about doing that if you don't have a way to.
I saw somebody on Facebook, they had put a meme, you know. It was pool noodles they had taken and cut them the right size, and they put them all over the top of the car. It was really cool. It was neat.
Well, I'll put it to you all this way. I'll park mine underneath the carport.
Yeah, me too.
Well, the carport makes it, right?
Exactly. And hope it makes it, sure.
Well, I've seen cars that were caught in the hail in the past. It can dent the heck out of a car. And do a bad number on the windshields, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. They say that when it gets to be that size hail, that it comes down at 100 miles an hour to be the same speed that a professional baseball pitcher would throw a baseball.
Wow. I believe it. I really do believe that because, Lord, I've seen some pictures of it, and
It's just scary as it can be. But, yeah, I guess being in your vehicle is the worst place to be. But I want you to know that everybody down there, I'm praying for you and hope that you avoid the worst of it. But I spent a little bit of time this morning looking on the Internet anyway, and it just does not look good for your area at all.
It does not. You're so right. That's why
we're just being forewarned.
Yes, right.
Well, just everybody be safe out there, and I hope you have a wonderful day with the family and remember the reason for Easter and to try to be kind to one another. Try to find somebody to do a good deed for, even if they can't help you or they don't know you.
That's a wonderful thought.
You betcha. And then I'll tell you what, the only time of the year that I really enjoy boiled eggs is Easter time.
Oh, they just taste sweeter, don't they?
They do. They taste much better.
Something, I don't know, it's got to do with the dye. I'm convinced of this. I don't know that, but I'm convinced that's what caused it, because they don't taste the same for the rest of the year.
That's true.
Why?
It's true, I think, so.
And also, I love the deviled eggs, so that's always my favorite.
Okay, so the people in your part of the country, do they pock eggs over there?
No, they don't. They've never even heard of it. So I brought it up a few times about the custom, and they look at you very strange. You know, why would you do that? It's like why wouldn't you do it? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, exactly.
I'd have been the first one with a guinea egg. I had a theory one time too that you could take your egg, decorate it, and cover it with that Sally Hansen hard as nails that you put on your fingernails to make them more strong.
Yeah, you could do that. The ends especially.
But Miss Penny, if they look at you real strange and they wonder why, all you have to do is tell them, hey, why don't you do like the people in South Louisiana, the Cajuns? They know how to live. They do that. That's the reason why we need to pock the eggs.
Well, I think people down there know how to make something from nothing. You can make some fun from nothing.
From nothing. You're so right.
That's an important quality to have.
It is. You're absolutely right, Miss Penny.
We are the Cajuns, and we are proud of it.
That's right.
I think they color the Easter eggs up here so that they can find them in the snow.
Oh, my goodness. can get them. Go to.
Although most of it is melted off pretty well, so knock wood.
Yeah. You go to any store and buy those plastic eggs and throw them around. That's good.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste some good eggs to let those kids go out there and mutilate them.
Well, I remember when we were kids, nearly every Easter we would go out to my friend's house. They had a ranch outside of Van Horn, and they had a big party for Easter, and you would look for the Easter eggs, and they would hide them all around the outbuildings where the stables were, and you could always, you wanted to find the golden egg. They would hide one egg that was painted gold, or, you know, it was already made gold, I don't know, but you came, if you found the golden egg, you would bring it in and get the prize, and the prize was always a really nice stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
I had a lot of stuffed animals when I was a kid. But, yeah, it was the whole mission of the whole hunt. But you could find all kinds of things. There were real eggs, and there were some eggs that were hollow and had little candy in them, and some of them had money inside, which was pretty exciting. So
well, I
remember those Easter hunts.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
thank you for the phone call.
We appreciate everything, and we want to wish you a happy and joyful Easter holiday.
Oh, you too, Mr. Charlie. You behave yourself.
I most certainly will try.
All right. All right. Bye-bye, Nana.
Bye-bye, Miss Penny. Thanks.
All right.
All right, Charlie. While we're waiting on another phone call, I have a word from with Mark. He's going to talk about our good friends over at Cajun Catfish and Buffet.
Cajun Catfish Buffet has great news for the crawfish lover. The Boiled Crawfish is now on their all-you-can-eat seafood buffet every Thursday night. Plus, you can enjoy more than 30 different seafood items. Adults, $35. Children, $13.99. Remember, the crawfish is on the buffet only on Thursday nights. You can order their popular boiled crawfish by the 3-pound and 5-pound trays any other night. Friday and Saturday night, enjoy delicious snow crabs and Dungeness crabs on their all-you-can-eat buffet, along with blue crabs, Jonah claws, Louisiana shrimp, and more than 30 other great things to eat. Wednesday is Senior Citizens Night, where you can enjoy their all-you-can-eat buffet for just $15.99 for seniors. You can also choose from their large menu, and they've got a kids menu. They're open 5 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday nights. Call 363-6006 at Cajun Catfish Buffet on Chico Road, Highway 167, north of Ville Platte.
Thank you very much, Mark. And do you want to have a word, Charlie, or you want to take this phone call?
Let's take a phone call.
All right, let's take that phone call.
All right, et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Mr. Charlie, it's Camille.
Oui, Miss Camille, comment ça va?
Well, ça va bien. Happy Easter again, and Anona, you too.
And you too, Miss Camille. Happy Easter.
I'm telling you, I'm calling to ask for help. I need some more eggs, and I'd like some real eggs, you know, not the store-bought ones, some from somebody's chicken coop. We have a few chickens, and I've been keeping the eggs. Mm-hmm. But I know we need more because our out-of-town people are not going to bring them, and we'll have to have them. And I found out from Mr. Hill, the old saying goes that the chickens that lay eggs usually don't lay during Holy Week. Well, I just made that a fact because mine don't lay this week. I know I hesitated. I've waited too long. Usually I'm looking for guinea eggs, but I'm just looking for some real chicken eggs right now. If anybody out there has any for sale, I wish they'd get on the line and say, we have chicken eggs because I really need two dozen or so.
Oh, all right. Well, now we've got the word out, Mr.
Now Camille. You told them about it. Now they know.
Don't worry.
Oh, they know. So y'all ready for Easter?
You betcha. Let it come.
Y'all dyed your eggs?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, well, we talked enough about dyeing. I think I'm going to dye mine today, but I don't think I'm going to do the old kind with the leaves and the hat. I think I'm going to store-bought with the dye in the box.
Well,
it's not as much fun.
Well, you know, I have two of the grandchildren to help me sew it. Have them dyed.
Okay.
Okay, y'all.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Miss Camille. All right. Thank you very much, Miss Camille. How about you, Charlie? Got a word for us?
H2O pools and supplies.
Okay.
It says this over here. Let's get swimming. Oh, it's about that time the weather straightens it out. It's time to open up the pools. It's time to bring the water samples to H2O in Eunice or Ville Platte. And Sean, Janet, or Lisa, will help you get your pool water back into the beautiful blue swimming pool. And to remove the stains from your pool surface, low chlorine is needed to remove the stains. Balance your water. Remove stains and enjoy. Now, come in for the protein bucket in a variety of sizes. Easy to use. Once a year additive. Protein Supreme Plus is pH balanced. Needs no acid to balance. Protein Supreme does it all. It reduces the eye irritation. It gives the water a soft, silky, smooth feeling, and it improves the water clarity. It's compatible with all sanitizers and more. They have two locations at 330 North CC Deuce on Unius. They open Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 12, and Ville Platte at 215 East Pine, Monday to Friday 9 to 12. H2O Pools and Supplies. And Sean and Ben and the whole crew would like to wish all of you the happiest of Easter season.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlie. And t'as fait ton point bien clair. And Mr. Mark was very kind enough to post this this picture on our La Tasse de Café KVPI page. And a great picture of the Southern Club over in... It says St. Landry's newest and most modern nightclub.
Opelousas.
What did I say? I didn't say.
No, you didn't say.
Oh, okay. It's Opelousas.
Opelousas. It's just on the outskirts of Opelousas on the Eunice Highway.
I was getting to that.
Or should we say on the Lautel Highway?
On the Lautel Highway, yes.
You have to go through Lautel before you get to Eunice. So.
Right.
So correct. The Eunice Lautel Road.
Right. And it says the Southern Club, Eunice Highway, a mile and a half from downtown Opelousas, music nightly, except for Mondays. Steve Fontenot is the manager. I guess it's manager. And photo above, a front view of Southern Club, seating capacity, 650 couples. I was like, wow, 650 couples. I wouldn't have imagined you could fit that many people. It must have been a humongous.
It's a big, and it's still standing.
Club. Really? Yeah. Where is that?
It's,
I just said.
As you're coming in.
Never mind. Don't mind.
If you're coming in from the Lautel Eunice Highway 190,
mm-hmm.
It's on the left side as you're about ready to come into Opelousas.
Oh, that okay. That's what that is.
That old closed and abandoned building. Yes, that is.
Oh, okay. I hadn't realized that's what that. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
They've had a lot of famous name brands that come through there.
I believe it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right.
How about we got another word, Charlie?
Can I talk about Bordelon Home Furnishings?
Well, certainly.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Bordelon's Home Furnishings. I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk about Charlie Bordelon, Farrell Dupre, Barry Bordelon, Chris Bordelon, and all of the fine ladies who are waiting to serve you during this last-minute hoorah going on for Easter. They're putting it off until the last minute. Come and visit with these fine folks at Bordelon's Home Furnishing, one in Marksville, Crowley, and Jennings, and they'll guarantee that they'll get it delivered for Easter time for you to enjoy, whether it's one item or whether it's a household of furniture. You'll always be satisfied because they are your best friend when it comes to buying furniture. They're easy to get along with. They have, if the cash a little short, they have some easy terms to offer you. Visit their credit desk and they'll fix you up on this up here. They'll do it with a smile, and they're happy to see you, and they hope that you come back another time. So they're going to treat you right. They want your business on this. And from Charlie and the rest of the bunch, they'd like to wish you a happy and safe and healthy Easter time.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. And let's see. We'll have Cheryl here. She's going to tell us all about what's going on at Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship-trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495 or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. We appreciate that message from Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center. Oh, Charlie, you are so full of information this morning.
I'm so full of it. Okay.
I didn't say that. I'm trying to be very sweet and nice today.
Why do we dye eggs? Who is the Easter Bunny? You want to find out?
Why not?
Well, it says, from lilies to lambs, there are many beautiful Easter symbols which have significance to us. But do you know why? The origin of the Easter egg is based on the ancient fertility lore. The Easter Bunny tradition came from the Germans, similar to Santa Claus. And then there are the Easter foods. Now, understand the symbolism and how Easter tradition began. Some table talk for your Easter dinner to come on this. Mm-hmm. Now, Easter is an important feast in the Christian church, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The feast is movable. We're not going to go back there. We did that already. And also, I'd like to say, when you think of Easter, whether you're religious or not, which family traditions come to mind? We decorate homes with colored Easter eggs, put out baskets for the Easter bunny, gift Easter lilies, and even eat traditional foods, from lamb to ham, and special sweetbreads. The history of Easter symbol is really quite interesting. It's not as simple as saying whether they are pagan or Christian. History is rich and beautiful tapestry woven through the ages. And I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. And then if we might also talk about that tomorrow, since you look like you have ample information this morning.
And I'm awaiting someone else to help contribute.
Yes, of course.
Well, I don't want to be a one-man show. I want everybody to help me out on this.
That's right. Well, while we're waiting, you have a word, I'll have a word here from Evangeline Bank and Trust Company.
Ever think about writing your life story? What would it say? Your first car, your significant other, your home, your retirement. With all of this comes planning. That's where Evangeline Bank comes in. The Evangeline Bank can help you with your life story with sound financial planning. Stop by one of our branches today and speak to one of our financial specialists to help write your life story. The Evangeline Bank, online at therealbank.com, with locations in Ville Platte, Alexandria, Pineville, and Crowley.
Are you friends and neighbors in this community we share? For over 100 years, we're the name you trust. You know that we'll be there. We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
Thank you very much. That was, of course, a word from Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. Looks like we've got some phone calls coming in. Charlie, let's take a phone call.
All right. Alors, Charlie, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Yes, Mr. Charlie, Miss Sonona.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The thing about the Easter rabbit coming from Germany, you didn't explain how it happened.
Well, maybe not. I didn't go into complete details. I was hoping somebody helped me.
It was in the 14th century. The villagers would put Easter eggs into baskets, and they would hide them in bushes, and the children would go around finding the baskets of eggs. Well, it so happened a group of kids went to this one bush, and the rabbit just came flying out from the bush. The Easter rabbit got in connected with the Easter egg.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Exactly. And it was as simple as that. That's how it started.
Wow.
Well, you see, you've helped me out on this.
Well, how did you find that out?
I was watching a documentary on eggs.
Oh, I got you.
And there's another interesting thing. We're not the only one in the world that talks eggs.
Oh,
is
no.
Is it the Italians?
In Spain and Italy.
Oh, in Spain and Italy. Okay. Well, good,
The only difference is that we dye our eggs multicolored. Over there, they dye their eggs red. Just red.
Just red. Oh, red. I wonder, I guess for the blood of Christ, perhaps?
Right, exactly. That's what it symbolizes. The egg symbolizes the tomb being open when it's cracked.
Right.
And the blood of Christ is the red dye.
Wow. Okay, well, cool. That's awesome. That's good to know. I'm glad we're not the only ones.
Oh, no. Yeah. But, now, my son went to Natchitoches a few years ago to college.
Uh-huh.
And he and one of his friends went over there together. Well, it came time before Easter break, they dyed the eggs in Natchitoches and they handed them out to all the students, you know, for Easter before they left.
Yeah.
Well, my son and his friend were parking eggs.
Yeah.
And everybody else over there thought they were going nuts, and they explained it to them. They said, it's a tradition and from where we came. So they tried it, and they started having a ball, so now they park eggs in Natchitoches at college.
Well, that's awesome.
We Cajuns have a way of infiltrating stuff like that.
Well, yeah, why not? It's fun.
We teach them some of our tricks.
That's right.
Now we got to do is teach them how to make Buddha out there.
I know, right?
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know if they'd get that. I don't know.
Especially with crawfish right now.
Oh.
They love Buddha, but they don't know how to make it.
No, that's true.
I just want to let you know, y'all have a happy Easter.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Good.
All right.
And
I've got another phone call, okay. Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Alvin Swallow.
Monsieur Alvin.
Monsieur Alvin.
Le roi lui-même.
Le king himself.
The king in person.
Listen, it's a hard question, but I'm thinking, I'm sitting in my room, that quiet and easy and comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And they talk about dying eggs.
Uh-huh.
How come that we never did... I never heard nobody ever dye some eggs white.
They never did, huh?
Did you ever?
That would be very easy, wouldn't it? It would make things much more simple.
You're so right, Mr. Alvin, and no white eggs.
You never. they come white and then they change their color.
I know.
Uh-huh. But maybe they're afraid that they weren't boiled, that the white ones are maybe raw.
Well, maybe it's to find out if they were cooked or not, huh?
Exactly, exactly. But it's a good question. Maybe somebody got an answer for us.
Maybe so. You never know.
I never said somebody said, well, I dyed mine white.
Uh-huh. Well, we're going to wait. Somebody might give us a call on that, Alan.
And how's everything else? What's up?
Everything is beautiful.
Wonderful.
We're waiting for Easter to show up.
That's right.
And we thank the good Lord for what we've got.
You're right on that.
Supposed to be bad or not too bad? I didn't listen to the news this morning.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
We're waiting for some possible bad weather, but we go through that every week just about, so then we'll be okay.
Oh, yeah, we went through enough of it already.
But Easter time's supposed to be a beautiful, sunshiny day.
Have a good Easter now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Alvin.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
Right.
Good.
And
the king of the Maison de Santé.
Oh, is that what? Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, he's an old timer, 90. I'm not sure, 94, I think, or something. He's in his upper 90s, is what it is.
Well, Mr. Alvin. Mr. Alvin.
He's been a regular caller over the ages.
Right, I remember his voice.
Okay, Lakeview Park and Beach. Let's see what they're going to say over here. Let's go to Lakeview Park and Beach this Saturday, April the 20th. Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners will be in the barn starting at 9 p.m. Now, there will be the next Saturday will be Seth Spell and the Cajun Strong in the barn starting at 9 p.m. Tickets are $10, and the campers get their two free tickets, of course, with their admission. Now, you come out and support your local musicians. Lakeview Park and Beach is located 3 miles north of Eunice on Highway 13. They offer just up until 95 full camper sites with green space in between each site. These sites include free local channels and a complimentary Wi-Fi. There's a playground for the kids, a 13-acre fishing lake stocked with bass, bream, and white perch. So why not come spend a great weekend at Lakeview Park and Beach? Or you can call it 457-2881 or visit them at the website lvpark.com. Next weekend, April 27th, will be Ronnie Matthews and the Throwdown. So from everyone at Lakeview Park and Beach, a happy Easter to you.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Let's also hear a word from Mr. Jim. He's going to tell us all about what's going on at Perry Pete Ford.
Perry Pete Ford Company is your Ford dealer in Eunice, offering new and used Ford automobiles, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, all at great prices. Come in and let one of their professional salespeople show you their huge selections to choose from. You'll find the car or truck of your dream from their selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, if they don't have what you're looking for, they can find that right vehicle for you. If you're looking for a great deal on a Ford truck, you'll find it at Perry Pete Ford in Eunice. The Ford F-150 is the ultimate work truck, featuring impressive torque and fuel economy. They offer new and pre-owned trucks, and they offer factory incentives, low finance rates, factory warranties, and most important, a friendly staff and professional service. Come in and have a cup of coffee with them. Let them show you why more and more people shop at Perry Pete Ford, 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, or phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jim. And Charlie, you got another word for us?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I mean, I have a word from...
That's okay. I'm not...
Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service here in Ville Platte. You know, Robert is an expert. He's a pro at it. He's been in the business since 1977. He knows how to do the job, and he'll do it right. He's going to guarantee you his work on this over here. He gives free estimates on his work that you need to be done on this, and you can call him. He's going to do the plumbing repairs and change out fixtures for you, replace old sinks and toilets and faucets and all kinds of service work he does for you. He's licensed and insured. He has a master license, the plumber's master license number 636. You can call him on his cell phone at 336-1776 or his landline 363-5874. We want to say Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service. He wishes all of you a happy Easter.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. How about a word from Mark? He's going to let us know what's going on in Prairie Rome Rice. Right now.
Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoanRice.com. That's Prairie Roan Rice, from our farm to your table.
Thank you very much, Mark. And I think we're going to pick up a phone call.
Let's see what we got here. Hey, bonjour, que tu parles?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
The queen of the house is called.
That's right.
I ain't the queen no more. Somebody else the queen now.
I'm still
standing for the queen, I guess, if you say so. Peter Cottontail. I'm just down the Barney Trail. It's on his way.
You must be doing well, Miss.
She sounds like
I'm feeling better now you have been. I'll tell you what, I've been a sick lady, which I told y'all that before.
But you, you didn't give it up, so you're doing all right.
God, you know, when you look to the Lord, He opens the way for you to make you feel better.
You right on that.
Yeah, yes,
you, ma'am, you know, kidding about how y'all been doing.
Been doing fine, Miss Evelina.
I'm doing better, but I get up, there's so much to do around in here. You still have to go away from the building. You see in the building and got different activity going on, church. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Different other recreation, so you have a chance to get lonesome.
We're ready for Easter.
Yeah, and we're ready for this. Let me see what they got.
Okay.
I can't eat the crawfish, and I can't. I'm not sure, so I'm in a bad shape.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right.
If I could go out there and catch me some, I like catching them.
You might.
I don't eat them no more because I don't eat a lot of stuff like that, seafood.
Well, I don't blame you.
Because out of health-wise.
But you can eat some boiled eggs in place of that.
I can eat the boiled egg because I'm eating the egg now because I'm just not eating my breakfast.
All right, that's good.
All right,
I can't drink coffee, Mr. Charlie.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
Where your boudin?
Well.
Where the boudin?
Where the boudin?
Yeah.
We haven't seen the boudin around here lately.
No.
I know. Somebody used to eat the child out on that boudin a lot of times.
They keep it away from us. So somebody... They don't treat us with boudin anymore.
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Shame on them.
I know.
We get a piece of pie every once in a while or a cake. Like,
yeah,
Mark.
Shame, yo.
You're right.
Y'all don't give the poor people now nothing good to eat. That's something good to eat.
That's all right. We're doing okay, though.
As long as you have your stomach full.
Well, okay.
Thank you.
We got to run along.
Have a good Easter. I just want to just have a little fun with y'all.
We appreciate it on this.
Appreciate it, Miss Evelina.
I like to thank the Lord. Is blessing me so. And all the prayers and all the good thoughts of everybody, that just means a lot.
Well,
so I thank y'all and God bless y'all and everything.
Happy Easter
to you, Miss Evelina.
Y'all have a very nice Easter.
Thank you. All right. We were talking about boudin. We were talking about cake. We were talking about this and that. But let's talk about the Pizza Shack.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Pizza Shack in Opelousas was started. It was founded by Tony and Elaine Perrottine, 1988, mind you. And they've been independently owned at that same location for that many years. They're proud to be the only independently owned pizzeria in Opelousas. Now, they serve their customers and the community, not only with the friendly service, but also with that family dining atmosphere. There's fun and games for everyone. And they have the coldest beer in town now, mind you. And they have the best pizzas offered, no matter what your taste is. They have a full menu, so go out there and enjoy yourself. And from Tony and Elaine and the rest of the staff, they would like to wish all of you a happy Easter.
All right, Charlie, and... I do believe we have one final word from a fine sponsor, and that's Epic Insurance in Big Mamou.
You know, everybody's personal insurance center. That's Epic Insurance in Mamou. Because your future is never clear, Epic Insurance is here for you. They're located at 1005 6th Street in Mamou. Bridget Beaufort, the owner and agent of Epic Insurance, can cover any and all insurance needs that you need. Just contact Bridget, and she'll work on it for you. Call her at 468-EPIC, 468-3742. Bridget, we'll stand behind you when times get tough. In the heart of Mamou comes Epic Insurance, everybody's personal insurance. Call 468-3742 or stop by at 1005 6th Street in Mamou. And from Bridget and the staff, a happy Easter to you.
All right, that's going to just about do it for us, Charlie.
That wraps it up.
Sure does.
We had a good time, and the program was brought to you compliments of H2O Pools and Supplies, Pizza Shack, Blake's Pharmacy, Epic Insurance, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Lakeview Park, Rosaries by Jermaine Reed, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, Prairie Run Rice, Perry Pete Ford, Cajun Catfish, Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service, and Bearwood Furniture Center. And until tomorrow, we shall say, may the good Lord bless you.
Et beaucoup bien merci, Charlie. Et restez l'écoute à KVPI AM avec Cheryl, avec la musique classic country, et la musique avec Nancy Kay, dessus 92.5 FM. pour la musique de 70s, 80s et les 90s aussi. Au revoir, mes amis. Et jusqu'à demain, mon ancienne, on revoit le fort. Au revoir.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, and you're listening to Classic Hits 92.5 KVPI FM in Ville Platte, the home of Chico State Park.
This is a Fox News alert. It'll be out in an hour. I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General William Barr says the special counsel Russia election meddling report will be delivered.